Limelight HR on Stray FM's Business Hub. So what does it take to run a successful business? Well, good staff is an obvious must, but what about good management of these staff? Well, this is where HR comes in. But an HR department is not actually something all companies have, especially if you're a small business. So this is exactly what Sally from Limelight HR is here to help with.
It absolutely makes sense as a small business that you wouldn't have your own HR department. However, you've still got people and your people still need to be valued. They still need to be managed. They still need to enjoy their office environment. They need to get development. As managers, they need support. And ultimately, your staff are as important as your consumers. So you need to have some way to have some kind of support. And it makes sense not to have your own HR department because of the cost of that. But if you can get support from a company like Limelight HR, it means that you can have the kind of day-to-day support that a big HR department would give you, but as and when you need it, at a much lower cost. The bigger companies have got their own HR departments, and it's a real shame to think that just because you've got less employees, you wouldn't have the same amount of support.
So why do we need HR?
There's actually a few different things. So I guess one of the basics is having the staff handbook policies and procedures in place. It seems like something when you've only got a few staff members that isn't very important. But actually, if you don't have those things in place and you start to have an issue, you've got nothing to refer to, you've got nothing to fall back on. And that's where the small issues start turning into bigger issues and actually become quite costly, because you potentially are doing things that are against employment legislation and you've got no way of knowing until an employee raises the issue with you and it's too late to fix it. That's the point at which you might have to get in HR support. And at that point, it's going to cost you a lot more money than it would be if you'd got the right things in place.
HR makes a positive difference to businesses and the working lives of managers.
If somebody's naturally become a manager because the company's grown and they've taken on a team of people, they do need some kind of support. Having a management skill is not a natural skill just because you're good at your particular job. With the best will in the world, you can't automatically know how to manage people. I mean, it just really throws people, and it's completely understandable. It is a completely different skill set, and it's something that actually with time you probably learn through doing things wrong, but it's probably better to make sure you get it right in the first time. And if you really care about making sure that your team are supported and developed and that you're a good manager, then get that support in. Ask somebody that knows. Talk to somebody about the ways in which you can do it. There's training that I can offer to managers to make sure that they know all the key things to look out for, all the mistakes not to make, all the things that they could look to do to become a really good manager, the best ways they can support their team so that they can go in and feel confident and feel that they're going to be the best that they can for their team and get the most work out of them.
HR also really helps when setting guidelines for your business to follow.
Because there's basic things you have to follow as part of the ACAS guidelines. Now, if you start looking at those after the problem's already happened, you don't know that you've already done a number of things wrong. Whereas if you've got something to refer to from the beginning, if there's ever an issue that occurs, you're able to have a look, see what you need to do, follow some kind of process and procedure, and everything should hopefully work the right way. I've seen a number of companies that have dealt with disciplinaries with staff because they've got an issue either with their performance or something that they've done wrong. And because they don't have a policy in place, they've just tried to make something up on the spot. Or they've just not had the right conversations in the lead up to the disciplinary. It's the difference between bringing HR in at the point where you want to do something very serious. Actually, if you've got HR in there early enough and you've fostered the right kind of environment and you know how to give feedback, when to give feedback and how to have those conversations, ideally you wouldn't even need to get into a formal disciplinary process. But if you jump with no knowledge and no expertise straight into a formal disciplinary meeting, there's a very good chance that you're going to do something wrong, whether that's giving people the wrong invitation letters, saying the wrong thing, having the wrong people in the meeting, saying the wrong thing within the meeting, giving them the wrong outcome. There are so many things that can go wrong. And if you've got the right support in early on, just somebody that you can rely on to have a conversation with, to run them through what your plans are, you can make sure that you do everything the right way. There's no reason why it should take too long or be too difficult to manage the process.
So at Limelight HR, they take more of a flexible approach that's tailored to your business.
So if you're a fun, vibrant, forward-thinking, modern company, you should have HR that reflects that. And that's what Limelight HR does. It's not about being policy and process driven. It's not trying to stop you from doing the things that you need to do. What it's doing is saying, okay, what does your business need to achieve? And then how can we make sure that you do that in the best way possible? So it's staying within guidelines and legislation, but it's also about how do you bring your employees along with you? How do you make sure your team does all the things that you want them to do? And that's where the HR support is more valuable. It's about having the confidence to have the right conversations with people. It's about how do you make the environment more fun for them to work in? How do you keep them more engaged and motivated? Yes, there is the element of dealing with people who maybe aren't doing great at their jobs. You've got some performance issues with them. And that's where the HR support is really valuable. But it's about more than that. It's about making your business the best business that it can be so that you can achieve the most that you can out of your business. It can be done in a way that reflects the kind of conversations that you would have and the way in which you want to approach your staff. So if you want to treat them like adults, then your policies and your approach to things is about saying to them, I expect you to know what's right and wrong, and therefore I trust that you will do the right thing. Rather than laying down, you don't have to specify every tiny little thing that they have to do. That's not what the process is about. It's just about giving a general sense of what the approach is and covering off the basics. But how you do that can completely reflect your brand. You know, if you're a media business and you want to reflect that kind of creative approach, that's exactly what you can do with your staff handbook. It can talk to your employees the way that you talk to your consumers.
So it's simple. Limelight HR takes all the hassle away, leaving you to get on with running your business.
Have a look on my website. It's www.limelighthr.co.uk. But also, we offer free one-hour consultations. So if they want to get in touch for a free one-hour consultation and talk through any of the issues that they've got, more than happy to have a conversation about any of the subject matters, even if it's just to run something by me or see if there is even a need for HR or what we could possibly do to help the company. So I'd love to hear from you.
Limelight HR on Stray FM's Business Hub.